a little bit later on this evening. And, of course, we're hoping that the storms are out of the area by then. We've got Pam Kozelka on the line with us right now. She's the executive director and co-founder of the Orange Effect Foundation. Pam, how are you?
I'm great, Andy. Thanks. How are you?
So far, so good. We appreciate you giving us some of your time today. And before we get into talking about the specifics and diving into the details as well on the golf outing this coming Monday, I want to give you a chance to tell us all about the Orange Foundation. And I know on the site it mentions that you guys assure that kids with speech disorders receive the speech therapy and technology that they need. But I wanted to give you a chance to expand on that and tell our listeners what the Orange Effect Foundation is all about.
Thanks. I appreciate that opportunity. So we actually were founded in 2015. It came from our background, which is that our oldest son is autistic, and at age two until probably second grade had to go through some pretty extensive speech therapy as well as some additional therapies because we wanted him to be able to communicate. And we were very fortunate. He's going to be 16 next month and hopefully will drive a car so that I don't have to drive him everywhere. And he is in a regular education school and doing phenomenal. You probably wouldn't know that he has any issues with speech. So the Orange Effect Foundation was started to give that opportunity to other families. Maybe they don't have insurance coverage for certain diagnosis related to speech therapy. Maybe they don't have the other resources like the technology that you mentioned in order to be able to have their child communicate with them. And our entire mission is around anything related to speech that those kids are able to have themselves be heard, however we can do that.
Well, Pam, you had mentioned that the organization was officially formed in 2015, but really the wheels were in motion long before that. How did this organization really kind of get started? And like, what exactly was it that made this thing officially formed just a couple of years ago?
This is the 11th year for the actual golf outing that I know we're going to talk about in a minute. When we first started that, the funds from the golf outing were going directly to the Easter Seals, who have a really great speech and autism program. And what happened was, is just as things grew, and you know, our background is in marketing, we really wanted to make sure that we were making the biggest impact possible. And that grew into us starting our own nonprofit, which is the Orange Effect Foundation. So it was just a maturing over time. And as we learned more about the needs out there and the things that we would be able to do as our own nonprofit, we got to this point where we are now.
And how has this organization really kind of progressed over the years? I mean, like, I've been a part of a golf outing before. That's tough stuff. That's really hard to put together. Everybody that goes there, they see the finished product. But you guys have had this going now for over a decade. Not just the golf outing itself, though, but the foundation itself. How has it progressed over the years?
Well, there's two things that make it successful. One is that we have the world's most amazing program manager for the Orange Effect Foundation. Her name is Maureen, and any of our families who have applied or any of our speech therapists who are working with her on billing know that she is the one that actually keeps everything together. And if you don't have someone like that in your organization, things just tend to go awry. And you know, I'm sure you guys have that at your team as well. So she is really critical to making sure that we're all on the same page. But the other thing with something like the golf outing is that we have this amazing support from our family and friends. Monday's event is completely run by my girlfriends. They have been doing it the entire 11 years. They come in, they know what to do, they make it awesome, they make sure the golfers have a great experience, and I couldn't do it without them. And it's great because a lot of them are special education teachers, so they can really relate. But also they've just seen our son and how far he's come, and they want to help make a difference for other people. And that's what they do with their time to help us out. So it's a pretty extensive process. My living room is full of great raffle prizes and also great shirts for the golfers and everything. But it's a long road to get ready for Monday.
No question about it. And again, we're talking with Pam Kozelka, the executive director and founder of the Orange Effect Foundation here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. One of the things we discussed earlier, you know, you're talking about the children that need speech therapy and the technology that kind of goes along with that. For those that maybe aren't as familiar with that process, what kinds of technology typically is needed in order to help these kids along the way?
So I can think of two really specific examples. The first one is a boy who was a senior in high school, and he actually had a pretty severe stuttering problem. And there is a piece of technology that he could wear on his ear, and it kind of came down, looks like a microphone almost. And this device would actually almost completely stop his stuttering. But his family couldn't afford it, and his insurance wouldn't cover it because it's not medically necessary. So they applied for a grant, and the Orange Effect was able to help provide this piece of technology for this boy. Can you imagine being in high school, like a terrible time of life anyways, having trouble, you know, with your peers and your teachers who have the stuttering problem? He gets this device, Andy, and his life is changed. I mean, it's completely altered because now he feels more confident and has more self-esteem and is just growing by leaps and bounds. I'm so excited for him. And then our other example is an adorable three-year-old little boy who family wanted to use an iPad so that he could communicate with them. Again, there were some challenges with the funding for that. And then the apps that go with that, like the actual programs on the iPad and the updates with that. So again, his family applied for funding, and the Orange Effect Foundation was able to provide that funding so that that family could have the tools they need to be able to communicate with their little boy.
Well, those are two terrific examples, and I think it certainly goes a long way, going back to the example of the high school boy you talked about too, because, boy, in high school especially, a lot of it has to do with confidence. I think there's the sense of belonging, you know, trying to be accepted, and I think these things certainly go a long, long ways helping these young kids adapt. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I hope so.
And that brings us into the golf outing coming up on Monday. It's at the Elyria Country Club. It's your 11th annual golf outing. What are the details on this event?
We this year are doing something new. We're actually having two flights. We have an 8:15 flight and a 2:15 flight. This is new for us, so hopefully that goes well. And we have about 150 golfers coming in. They will be treated to, of course, all the wonderful things that Elyria Country Club has to offer, the beautiful course. People are always very excited to get the opportunity to golf there. We have a very traditional raffle, silent auction, 50-50 at lunch. We have lots of examples for folks to see of the difference that they're making. A lot of our golfers are returning golfers, so we have a slideshow for them, so that they can see the impact that their dollars have made. We've probably provided over 1,000 hours of speech therapy to kids. And actually, a couple of them are from Elyria. So it's very close to home for us. And we're excited to have everybody back on Monday and have great weather.
Yes. I was just going to say, fingers crossed so that those storms stay away. I mean,
that's right.
There's no question about it. I mean, everybody that comes will have a great time. And, of course, it's for a wonderful cause. But, I mean, you know, when you get to a golf outing, there are a lot of things that come into play. You want to know, you know, how much fun you're going to have, who's in your group. And, you know, not to mention, you know, when you go to this, again, you're going for a great cause, but you get lunch, you get a gift bag. I mean, there's a raffle, there are prizes. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful time.
Thanks, Andy. We think so. I hope everyone else thinks so as well.
Well, Pam, for our listeners who are out there right now wondering how they can get involved and maybe to go to get some more further details on more information on the Orange Effect Foundation, where can they go to get some more information?
Thanks, Andy. So it's both for families who may be interested in looking into our application process and for folks who may be willing to donate or support us financially. It would be at theorangeeffect.org. And all the information is on the site there, including our background and how to reach us and how to help, and also how to get help. So we hope that everyone finds everything they need there at that site.
Very good stuff. Well, Pam, we certainly appreciate you stopping by to join us. We hope for some good weather later tonight so that you can get to the Indians game and get home dry with no issues whatsoever. And we're hoping for some good weather so you get more of the same and that everybody can get out to the Elyria Country Club, golf, and have a great time for a great cause on Monday as well.
Thanks so much, Andy.
All righty, thank you. That is Pam Kozelka, the Executive Director and Founder of the Orange Effect Foundation, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside.